Maybe it's because I grew up in the slums and I hated poverty. I don't know. I do know that every time I saw anything, whether it be a people, the sharecroppers, or whether it be people on strike, or people suffering, and they shouldn't be, well, I'd get very, very angry about it. And when I got angry, I'd do something. Let me say this. To me, the most immoral, the worst kind of person, the nadir of just human rot, is a kind of person who doesn't do anything. I believe very firmly in the old Edmund Burke statement that evil only triumphs when good men do nothing. Much as I hated the Nazis, and I don't know anybody who hated them more than I did, I wanted everyone from a block captain up shot once the war was over. Even in those conversations with the editors of Harper's, I was questioned about my feeling on the bomb, and I pointed out that one of the feelings I had was that it had been dropped on the wrong place. It should have been dropped in Berlin instead of on Hiroshima. But unfortunately, we didn't have it ready at that time, you know. You should have seen my West German mail on that one, if anyone thinks Nazism is dead. But much as I hated these Nazis, I hated far more these good people who would look out their windows, see these political prisoners being put into the vans, pull the curtains, turn to each other, point out how horrible, immoral, and awful it was, but they did nothing. And you can always tell these characters. They go around with a mark of Cain on them. You can always recognize it's branded across their forehead. It either reads one of two ways. Either, I agree with your objectives, but not with your tactics. See? That absolves them. Then you ask them, well, what would you do? Well, we'd like to think about it, because they haven't got any answers.